Jesus loves us, and you know what? There wouldn't be Christmas without Jesus. Amen. What are you saying in the stores? You saying happy holidays?
No.
No way. Merry Christmas. Amen. That's what we say. That's right. Let's give the testimony of Jesus Christ. Psalm 120 through verses 1 through 4. I lift my eyes to you, O God, enthroned in heaven. We keep looking to the Lord our God for his mercy. Just as servants keep their eyes on their master, as a slave girl watches her mistress for the slightest signal. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy, for we have had our fill of contempt. We have had more than our fill of the scoffing of the proud and the contempt of the arrogant. You know, when I read this verse years and years ago, I didn't understand the last verse, the last two verses. I really didn't get it. But more and more, we are seeing definitely the scoffing of the proud and the contempt of the arrogant against Christianity. Mm-hmm. Amen. Why do we need to smile and shine brightly for Jesus? To bring the truth, to bring the testimony to the world. And what do? We do look to God for his mercy. Do you have to be perfect to come to him?
No.
No way. Do you have to be perfect to walk with him?
No.
No way. We need to come to him for his mercy. That's the Jesus that we need to bring to the world this Christmas season. Seeing somebody having a hard time, what a precious place you are, George, where God has placed you in a place where you can share the testimony of Jesus Christ to these people who are down and out. They need Jesus. Some of them have him, don't they? And some of them have him and they don't even know it. They can't remember. So you bring him to their remembrance. Amen. What was said about this verse by some of the greats? J. Vernon McGee says, the children of Israel have been despised in the world and now they're coming to Jerusalem. They're asking for mercy, knowing they are sinners and the need of God's mercy. They have not come to Jerusalem to pat themselves on the back. Israel has now come to Jerusalem, the eye of hope. They are looking to the one who dwells in the heavens. Are we looking in that direction today? Who are we looking to? Not to the government.
No.
Not to those around us, but we're looking to God in heaven who has mercy just ready for us to receive. Yeah. Matthew Henry says, and to God we must look for daily bread and for grace sufficient. For him we must receive it thankfully. Where we can look for help, where can we look for help but to our master and further his protecting hand? Hypocrites look to the world's hands, hence they have their reward. But true Christians look to God as their master and their rewarder. God's people find little mercy with men, but this is their comfort, that with the Lord there is mercy. Do you know that? Do you know that with him there's mercy? Do you know in the body of Christ there's mercy?
Yes.
Amen. We need to all walk in it more. Humble ourselves. Walk in the mercy that we receive from God and then extend that mercy to one another. And walk in harmony in the body of Christ. Stand and let's say these four verses. I lift my eyes to you, O God, enthroned in heaven. We keep looking to the Lord our God for his mercy. Just as servants keep their eyes on their master, as a slave girl watches her mistress for the slightest signal, have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy, for we have had our fill of contempt. We have had more than our fill of the scoffing of the proud and the contempt of the arrogant. So I was glad to get away from that scoffing
That's right.
and be in the house of the Lord. Amen.